This person is wondering about the median age in this town is 47 and the oldest in the state. What can be done to fix this problem, or is it a problem? And I think that goes along with the very lengthy question you have on your sheet from me, which I'd like to put on. This is from the action summary of the comprehensive plan, and I quote, "In order to maintain the growth rates that have been typical in Haines for the last 40 years, Haines must do all it can to be family-friendly and attract and retain the millennial generation," those are 17 to 30-year-olds, "so that the community's annual birth rate does not decline. Research has shown that these individuals have grown up with choices, meaning they seek choice, are used to instant communication, and seek places with excellent wireless and internet capacity and speeds, and compared to their parents, are both more racially and culturally tolerant and more environmentally concerned." Do you agree with this statement from the comprehensive plan? And if so, what do you think the borough or assembly needs to do to attract the millennial generation to Haines? Do you think that's even important? I think, Ron, it's your turn.
Ooh, that's a big one.
Sorry. I like to take things from the comp plan, though, because these are things that are supposed to be accomplished and set, you know, goals that the assembly has set for themselves. So.
Yeah, I remember reading this in the comp plan, and the first thing that jumped out of my mind in this one was get that bandwidth in town that will enable some of these young millennials to bring their business and their families here and operate from here without... Well, we just can't do it without the bandwidth that they're talking about for businesses. And, you know, how to do that, I know AP&T is the provider so far, but I think there are other options, and we should do everything we can to get APT to see if they can do it. And there are other communities that are actually doing some of that on their own, too. So that's essential for bringing some of these people in. But another aspect of this, to keep people like this here, these people are really into, I think, recreation and outdoor things, and I think that what we have here in town will keep them here. And having great schools for them is important. The great library we have, of course. So I guess anything we can do to first get them here and make sure we have the facilities that really will keep them here, in our natural setting and everything, will help, you know, help that.
So. Thank you, Ron. Mario.
Gosh, if you read the comprehensive plan and the suggestions made by the community, oh my gosh, all we need to do is help the community get what it wants. Because, I mean, Arts Institute, the Fort, there's all kinds of possibilities to keep younger people here. Also, the outdoor activities, of course, but broadband would change my life. I mean, it would literally change my life because I lose a lot of sales in footage because I can't provide producers in Britain or in Germany footage quick enough. If I could, that would really augment my business personally. So I know, you know, that this broadband is highly critical, and it would allow a lot of people who would otherwise not live here be able to, and would really, it's a booming economy in the world, this internet ability to sell, and yeah, it's amazing. So we definitely need to stimulate that in any way we can.
Okay, thank you, Mario. Joe Parnell.
Well, the borough, if it wanted to attract the millennial generation, could help with the preschool. They could open the gym on Sunday from 1 to 6 so people could come down here and kick the ball around with their kid. Maybe if you have a group of three or four friends you want to come and play some basketball, maybe you could do that. And establish a program where people know the gym is open on Sunday, and that's part of the program here. The gym is already built. It doesn't even cost anything really except to open the door. So that's two actual things I suggested that the borough could do to help the millennial generation. I'm going to keep going here. They could have work towards 5 cruise ships in the a week in the summer. We could try to that would create some jobs for these young folks that are going to be around. And cruise ships are fun. There's lots of people around. People are doing tours. And if you don't like cruise ships, then count your blessings because they're only here for 4 months, middle of May till the middle of September. And for 8 months, They're never going to come. So that's three things the borough could do to help attract the millennial generation.
Thank you, Joe. Jerry.
Well, first of all, I'd like to, a lot of people overlook the fact that a lot of people that are retired here, and the last numbers I heard was that Haynes has about 30% of its population that's retired. I don't know if that number is still close, but the fact is a lot of that retirement money comes from outside of this community into this community. That's a benefit to the community. Now, it does increase your age median. It could affect your schools. And, of course, then there's the property tax issues that, you could get into. We choose to live here, most of us. There's inconveniences that go along with that. One of them is a lack of some services. There's also a lack of traffic and crime here. To expect the borough to bring broadband here, to me, is wrong. It's a private business. It ought to be done privately. If some of the businesses that could be developed in our community could come here and be year-round work, a lot of our young families would not have to be doing two and three jobs just to make ends meet. It's expensive to live here. We need good jobs. So, the whole trying to get these young people to come here, it's a no-brainer. Anybody would want to live here that enjoys the outdoors. But there you go with the job infrastructure. We might need the mine, the cruise ship thing. Unfortunately, that part of it is only for 5 months out of the year. So some people can't survive here, in the winter months doing that. We need year-round residents. So I think we need other businesses in order to be able to do some of this stuff. But I disagree with the government involvement in getting broadband here, thinking that people will flock here to do business from home just because we have that. That doesn't work for me.
Okay, Jerry, thank you. Mike.
Well, I have to admit I'm not a big fan of the comp plan. It's required by state law that we have one. But every 5 years, Barbara Scheinberg dusts off for slur on Barbara, but she dusts off the comp plan we had the previous 5 years, changes a few sentences, and talks to the borough. I mean, it's not all her, just her, and we come up with something else that nobody reads. So it's to me, Dave Sosa is kind of going in a better direction, in my opinion. And that is to make the strategic plan the working document that we operate our government by. I think that's very important, where we set up some main objectives of what we want to do over the next 5 years. And we work at them month by month, meeting by meeting. And within those objectives are certain goals. And within those goals are certain milestones. And we keep working on those. Then we will have a much better progress versus plan than we do with the comp plan. Addressing this specifically, let's take the lower half of this, 17 to 30, right? So there's 13 years. So the first 6.5 would give you 17 to about 23.5. I don't know why we want to attract those people. We got a lot of them. I have nothing against them, but what are they going to contribute? They will come here to learn. If there's jobs, they may be working as deckhands. They may work for Christie. They work for Duck or something like that. But they're really not. They're not going to be great contributors for a while. Maybe the next half of that group will be. But, I think what we really would like to see is people that are in the next group, whatever that might be, let's say 30 to 43, because they will have gone out and gotten their college educations and their apprenticeships and so on, and they'll have a lot more to contribute to our community. And because of that, they'll be earning money. And they're the ones that are going to produce the kids that are going to go into the preschool that hit the dup, the dup, the dum. Yeah. Okay. That's enough.
Okay. Thanks, Mike. I have a follow-up for you. When you talk about the strategic plan and the comp plan, I guess I just want to ask you, the strategic, the comp, as a reporter, I'm a big fan of public process. And the comp plan had a public process and a lot of public input, where the strategic plan is kind of being created within the borough administration and the employees and the administration. So do you see, I guess I see a disconnect there, but I'm just wondering if you do. As a person who supports public process, I would see a big difference between a strategic plan and a comp plan using as a guiding document.
If the comp plan was really a guiding document, I'd be all for it. And you're right, it does have a big input. But by electing two of the five of us, the public is going to have the input to working with the other four, so that we'll develop a strategic plan. And then every other Tuesday, you'll see how we're doing. Not every 5 years, but every other Tuesday.
Okay, gotcha. Thank you, Mike.